Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services
at 800-610-9070. That's 800-610-9070. 800-610-9070.
It might not be an easy justification to buy a TV that rolls up like a newspaper that several companies are debuting here, but at least your TV won't have to be the centerpiece of the living room any longer. I'm Dave Graveline. Into Tomorrow continues our coverage of the 2018 edition of CES.
This special broadcast brought to you in part by IFA's CE China in Shenzhen, bringing global leading brands, products, and technology to Chinese consumers first, May 3rd through 5th. Visit cechina-ifa.com. By the QT Home Companion Interactive Robot for Seniors, visit cutii.io. By MyFC, create your own energy for your portable devices at myfcpower.com. And by HP, hardware and software to deliver experiences engineered and designed to amaze at hp.com.
And our next guest has a robotic vacuum system allowing you to live smarter and enjoy life. Well, first of all, if you've got a robotic vacuum system, you are enjoying life because you're not having to do the work. The general manager for North America with Ecovax Robotics is Scott Letterman. Scott, welcome into Tomorrow. How you doing, sir?
Good, thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you with us because, first of all, I'd like to know a little bit more about the company. Tell me about Ecovax, and then let's get into some of the cool stuff that folks are just clamoring to see here.
Sure. So the company, we started the robotics arm of the company 12 years ago, and that was a spinoff from the parent company, which was a ODM, or original manufacturer, design manufacturer, for other vacuum cleaning products that are big brands in the United States. Names that you would know that are household names.
That you're not allowed to say? Or?
Well, we built them in China for years. We then spun off an arm of the company to focus on robotics. We did this 12 years ago, and we are China's number one company by a lion's share. We have more than 50% market share of the China market, and that's helping fuel our growth. We've been in the United States for 4 years or so now, and we're one of the reasons why we're talking is because we've got some new exciting products. We've won some major awards here at the show, and we're focusing on growth here in North America.
And first, congrats on the Innovations Awards because they are innovative. And what better a company to come out with new products than the company who designed them to begin with? So that's really cool. And I understand why you wouldn't necessarily say other brands that your designs are labeled under because it might make them nervous. It's like, oh, great, now they're competing with us. You know, but that's life.
Yeah, we have a strong background, obviously, in the design and the manufacturing and the efficiency and the scale and the power. So we decided to launch our own robotic brand 12 years ago, and that's just something that we've been working towards, and we're having a lot of success. We are now number two in the world in robotic vacuum, just behind iRobot.
Is that who you made them for?
No, iRobot has done a great job. They've helped build the marketplace here in the United States, and we're the second largest in the world. But now we're here to grow aggressively.
Well, anyone that's got 50% market share anywhere, and you do, is pretty amazing to begin with. So I think consumers can take confidence in knowing, well, you're not going to have that big a market share if your products aren't working and aren't doing what they say they do.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. When you designed the Ecovac vacuum cleaners, the Ecovac robotics vacuums, what goes into that? I mean, what's most important? Obviously, that they pick up dirt, I'm guessing. But what's most important when you look at the design side of the these things? And then we'll get into some of the ones you're showing here.
Sure. You know, I think the most important thing is, you said make sure they work. The most important thing for us is our customer's experience. So if the customer has a good experience, if the robot works, if it works on carpet, if it works on hardwood floors, if it works on multi-flooring, you know, then you as an end user can be confident that no matter where it goes, no matter what it does, it's going to work, and it's going to work to your expectation. That's our core belief that drives everything that we do. Now, we are trying to drive some new technology that we're driving innovation in the market that hasn't been developed over the past couple of years and hasn't been introduced. And that's something that we're going to hang our hat on and drive aggressively going forward.
Can you share that sort of thing with us? What makes you stand out? What's different about these things?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple things. Number one is performance. Now, performance really, so in a house, when you got a little robot going around, you know, in the beginning, these robots were something where you'd press a button and they would turn on and they would go randomly, or they would run into a wall and they would turn, and they would run into a wall and turn. And we're trying
to hopefully eventually get all of the room clean, but it doesn't didn't always work out that way.
Hopefully, right? The idea, though, is that you'd always find little crumbs because they would go in odd patterns and they would run into furniture. And if kids were playing in a room, they would just run through the kids. And that's what we call a generation one device, but that's not the best experience for a customer. We're driving intelligence into the products, and also we're driving mapping aggressively. Now, iRobot does mapping as well. They have come out though and talked about that they want to sell your house mapping data to other companies, and that's not something that we want to do. So in the last 4 or 5 years, I've been spending in the smart home security space, and security is critical in the connected home. You know, it's just critically important. So number one, we believe in protecting our customers' data, and we don't actually store the map of the house in the cloud. So there's nothing to hack, or it's not in the cloud. It's on the robot, and it doesn't leave the device. So it's something that we stand behind. We want to make sure that we, you know, protect our customers' data, and that's a forefront of all of our, you know, of our strategy.
And how long does it typically take the EcoVox robots to EcoVax robots? Sorry about that. Long day for all of us. To typically map one's home? Is this, you know, after a few runs and now it's got it and it's storing it in its own system, again, not with the cloud and not selling it to anybody, kudos on that, but is it a couple of days, a week? How long does it take to map?
Yeah, I mean, it starts to map out right away. The idea is to run it through multiple rooms and let it go and let it learn, you know, learn those areas where there are walls and things. But it scans the room using lasers, so it actually learns quite quickly. Now, there's another thing that once you have mapping, now what we're doing is we're driving something called virtual boundaries. So let's say, for instance, my two children are playing in the living room. And, you know, they're playing, maybe they got a friend over or something, and I want the robot to go clean. I just simply pull up the map of the house in the app, and I just draw a line around the living room, and I say, don't go there. Now, the robot will clean the rest of the house, but it won't go where the children are. And it'll stay away from that. If you want it to go clean the carpet, it'll go clean the carpet. You want it to mop, but you don't want to mop the carpet because that doesn't work very well, right? Then you go ahead and it'll just mop your hardwood floors, and it'll stay away from your carpet because it knows where the carpet is. So these are technologies, adaptive floor sensing, mopping, and mapping. These are key things that we're driving, which improve the performance and provide the best value in the marketplace.
And I get all the examples, great examples that you gave, but you had me thinking of another one. Chris's 5-year-old spilled a whole bunch of his little mini toys, you know, and they're very important to him.
Sure.
And he was setting them up for fights and you know, good guys and bad guys. And if I have the robot running, for example, you would then draw a circle around his toy area or something, and it would just know to leave Cameron's stuff alone because he hasn't finished picking it up yet. Right?
Exactly, and you don't want to suck up those little toys. You know, something that that I did for Christmas. I took out my Christmas tree a little bit late, just before we came here to the show, actually.
I haven't taken mine down at all, but well, go ahead.
I know what underneath your tree is going to look like when you get home, but mine had a bunch of needles. Yeah. So once I took the tree out, I basically drew a quick square around that spot, told the robot to go, and it went and vacuumed up all the needles just in that little spot. And
but you can say, don't go in this area. You can say, only go in that area.
Yes, exactly.
Are all of your products that we're seeing available currently, and what kind of price range are we talking about for these?
Sure. So not all the products are available currently, but all the products that we're showing are coming out this year, in the first part of the year. At the end of the day, for a window cleaning robot, we start around $300 and move up to around $400 or so, $449 for the cordless version. For a vacuuming robot, we are the number one SKU on Amazon, and we have a SKU, the N79, which is $199. Thousands of reviews, and it's a great product. We and some of the new technology here that we're launching goes up to around $599 or so.
We invite our audience to come by intotomorrow.com and check out the video that we also shot with Scott, where you can see these vacuums and especially the wall cleaning robot. And you can visit their site to get more details on everything we talked about, ecovacs.com. Scott, thanks for spending a few minutes with us, and it's time to go rest the voice on a commercial break, and we're back with more, but thank you.
Thanks, Dave.